Good morning and welcome aboard the Captain's Log, Vicky Barbalock. Oh my goodness.
Ahoy, Captain.
I have a trailer. Is it the trailer nasty? Is that what I do?
It's the trailer nasty.
Let's take a ride. We're doing radio.
I got some Captain Brian.
I already hooked you up rum with rum.
For the road.
Is that good for you?
It's delicious. It's just my size too. Nothing like a little gallon of rum at 10 in the morning to make a girl feel happy.
So yeah, so we're gonna do some radio. We already did two stations, which was fun. We did Gator Country in Bonita Springs, and then we just left iHeartRadio with 105.5 The Beat and The Freak Show. So it's a long weekend here in Naples all the way till Sunday. I'm excited. Shows are selling like crazy. We're gonna have so much fun, and I want to know all kinds of good stuff about your career and what you've been doing.
Ever since America's Got Talent, like, it's just like a whole different world. People come up to me in the grocery store and airports. It's just liquor stores, you know, and not because I didn't pay the bill. It's a miracle. It's just been so much fun.
And how do you feel like the future of your career is going to be?
I feel like a baby. Like, it just started. And you know, I got people coming at me with television shows and just... like, everything I ever dreamed of is actually happening. About the second best trailer in my trailer park. I'm just sorry to brag about that.
But that's okay.
Like, you know, I'm still the same person, Brian.
You're coming up. It's big.
I'm still
it's
the same person. Now. Yeah. All is well.
We have to pull out here, and the sun is getting us, but we're going to pull right out and just take our chances.
This is beautiful here. Are we going to see any alligators here on the street?
I think so, right? Maybe crossing the road we're driving.
That's what I've heard. They're everywhere.
So the thing I wondered really is, and I briefly asked you before, when you're on the show, they don't do like they don't tell you like, okay, I want to set up this big stage for you this time, or do you do that? And then what about the costumes and the expense and all that?
I got to have a lot of input on what I wear because my clothes are, you know, very specific.
Yeah.
You know, I've been shopping in thrift stores my whole life, and you know, I have a certain aesthetic.
Yeah.
And so, sorry, this darn cough. Anyway, so I got to have a lot of input on the clothes. The first few shows, you bring your own clothes, and so I did. And then by the time you make the finals,
You really? Oh, I don't know God. If that's actually...
Oh, it's so good.
That's barrel aged and dry.
Damn, this smells good.
In bourbon barrels. You like
this
that?
This smells delicious.
Are you going to go right
just
after?
Wakes me right up. I have to make sure there's some police around before I take
a let's
swig.
Do that. Let's make sure. Let's pour it all over.
I like to be stopped. Yeah.
If they pull us over, they immediately get the aroma of alcohol.
Is it illegal in Florida to drink and drive?
I think so.
Is it an issue?
Pretty sure, yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah.
I thought it was different here. People are always on vacation.
No, it's definitely...
Let me put the cap back on, Captain.
Put it on tight.
Not going to taste it in the car, officer.
This is a prop. It's a stage prop. That's all. We were just making sure that
it's real.
It's legit. So for tonight, that's all we're doing.
Yeah. Well, there is the next radio station. As soon as we stop, I can have some, right?
Yeah, of course. Okay, I'm not going to hold that back from you. Come on.
This stuff smells divine.
I have to make sure the talent is comfortable on the Captain's
Log. Absolutely. If you're going to drink all day, you got to start in the morning.
Yes, yes.
And we're coming up to that 10 o'clock start time.
So who planned, like, I just saw you on The Champions, right?
Yeah.
Which was awesome. And you came out with these two good-looking dudes.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Did you have to get the dudes?
They got the dancers.
They got
for me. And they were such nice guys. I worked with them around 26, 30 hours getting that out.
to make sure
over to the house. Yeah, to make sure they did it just right.
Yeah.
And that kiss, that took a lot of work.
Yeah, a lot of practice.
A lot of kissing.
I understand.
They were gorgeous.
I understand.
One was from Russia. The other one was from Latin America. Oh, yeah.
That's
Ivan.
True.
It
was very well done.
It was super fun. And the whole show, they really make it fun. Everyone there, it's a really loving atmosphere. People are so... you'd think it'd be a really terrible ordeal. And
no, I would never think it was terrible. Okay. Why would I think it was terrible?
Not you, because you're a positive person.
Yeah.
But a lot of people go, oh, was it horrible? Was it just so much stress? And it really wasn't. It was really fun.
Yeah, I would totally think that it would be... obviously, it's been a life changer for you.
Oh, yeah.
But not only life changer, like the experience is once in a lifetime, right?
I never forgot that every day. People go, Vicky, sorry we're making you wait. Sorry this is so long. I go... hey, I could sit here all day and never have a better day in my life.
Right?
So it was so much fun.
And then there is a lot of talent on the show. I mean, do you get to watch any of the other acts?
Yeah.
Or do you have to watch them on the monitor? Like,
no, I got to see Courtney live all the time. And then if you weren't busy, you could go watch other people's rehearsals. It was really
That's
fun.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that giant group from Austria, those dancers, seeing that live was amazing.
Wow.
And then the champion show, seeing Susan Boyle sing live was like crazy. The room, oh, you just see, goosebumps everywhere.
She did a good performance, right?
Yeah, she was amazing. She sang that song, Wild Horses, and that was amazing to hear her sing Wild Horses.
She was great. I mean, I like the backstory too, though. How do they do the backstory? Do they come out and film stuff with you guys or what?
Yeah, they came out of the trailer park a bunch of times. And, you know, they filmed like 10 hours to get 2 or 3 minutes. It was hilarious.
Really?
They had drones flying over the trailer park, and all the old neighbors are like, what's that? Is that a plane? Was there a plane? Thinking, was that a plane? Like, yeah, it was a little tiny plane with a little tiny guy driving the little tiny plane. It was so fun.
And then you got to hang out with Preacher Lawson the other day.
Yeah, he is so great.
Yeah, he's
what a nice
buddy
guy.
One of his first shows was his open mic at my club.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm serious.
You're kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my love. He's awesome.
He's great.
He's so great. What a great person, too.
He's really nice. Yep. Really positive, dude.
Yep. It's not going to change his being.
No.
He's just such a good guy.
And I don't see it changing you. I think you're going to enjoy the fame, but I don't see, like...
No.
What do you feel like? You feel like, oh, my God, now I'm a huge star?
I just feel like a big bottle of gratitude. That's all
really?
I feel like.
Really? Just the whole bottle?
Like, this is filled with gratitude.
Yes.
In my body. That's what it is.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
That really is.
It's so great.
And you're married. You're on your third marriage.
Third. My favorite and current husband, Lou, is a piano player at the Comedy Store, so... He's a great guy.
And you met him playing the piano.
Yeah, he was playing
the piano. Do you sing or do you just enjoy his piano playing?
I don't sing, ever.
Nothing.
Because I love people.
I'm terrible at singing,
too. Oh, me too.
We should sing.
We should sing. You want to sing? Like,
I mean, I could try.
What should we sing?
I don't know. Come up with something good. I know Happy Birthday.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, right?
We got to sing the Bottle of Rum song.
Oh, is there a rum song?
Yeah.
99 bottles of rum.
No, a bottle rum, I can't remember right now. There's
drink one down, rum, pass rum. It around. No, that's a beer. I don't even know the songs.
We're doing people a favor right now.
Yeah, I'm so bad. I'm so not musically talented.
No.
I don't even remember the songs.
Yeah.
Not even nursery rhymes, hardly.
Can't do it.
Only nursery rhymes I tend to remember is Dice.
Oh, yeah. Those are so funny. You're telling your little children those. Tickety, tickety, duh.
I'm like, I don't think this one goes like that.
Yeah,
my daughter's
sorry,
like,
honey.
Daddy, that's not the right one, Daddy.
No. And she's at school.
Yeah.
You know what I've been worried about lately? I went to the BevMo the other day, and they sell tiny little...
Where'd you go?
BevMo.
What's that?
Liquor store. You don't have those?
No.
There's like a giant... It's like Costco of liquor. And anyway.
Oh, I need to get hooked up with them, right?
Yes. Of course.
They can start carrying my brand.
I'll bring it over. I know everyone at every BevMo. And so they sell these little juice boxes by the cash registers. The same size boxes as Juicy Juice with cocktails.
Perfect.
And I'm like, how many mothers are going to be asleep when their kids are packing their little lunches? And bring, they're going to be drinking, you know, a margarita at their little kindergarten lunch.
But what about the, like, the wine? You see all these new wine carriers and stuff.
Yeah.
Is it a problem? Like, are people struggling to drink wine that they have to come up with all these creative new cases and ways to travel with it?
It is just, I think people like...
Like, I see the wine purse now, the wine necklace. Have you seen the wine watch?
I have not got a wine watch. I've got a wine purse and I've got a wine backpack. But the wine boxes for individual carry and for picnics and stuff, and also for driving on your way to work when you don't
want a bottle.
Not in your car.
You don't want a bottle rolling around. A box is much better.
It's so much quieter.
Yeah. And then you have the cork earrings.
I have the cork earrings, of course.
Did you make those?
I have a lady in my trailer park makes them, but I did drink this wine.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, she makes them. I give her, she needs a little money, so it works out perfect.
Yeah, so you plug it.
Yeah. So,
You're going to be at Off the Hook Comedy Club.
So
tonight's show is 9 o'clock. That's
9 o'clock.
Thursday.
Party down tonight, ladies.
And then the Friday is 7 and 9, and Saturday is 7 and 9, and Sunday is 7.
Yeah.
Get tickets at offthehookcomedy.com. But, of course, do you want to give away a ticket right now, like two tickets to tonight's show?
Let's give two tickets.
What do they have to do?
They could do something?
Yeah, let's them make them do something. All right, guys.
Should I call tell us a joke?
You have to message us right now what city you're in. If you're in Naples or Fort Myers, then you have to message us and you have to say who your favorite person is on AGT.
Okay.
Like the judges.
Okay, the judges.
Who's your favorite judge?
It's got to be Simon.
Yeah, of course. He fell in love with you.
I'm in love with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, his wife is in really good health.
Yeah.
I probably don't have a shot there.
Damn it.
But, you know, it doesn't matter because it's like, you got to, I believe in like, that you got to like be attracted to other men.
Yeah.
Especially if you're married or in your relationship.
Right.
I feel like it's putting gas in your tank. So then when with your husband or something, you can, you know, you could ask him to speak, in my case, in a British accent. And it just brings everything, everything new.
Right.
So I'm all over Lou. I'm attacking him.
It's a new guy.
I put him in a little black t-shirt. He doesn't mind.
No. Just make him sit behind the table and judge you?
And judge me.
Yeah.
For what I do for that, he's very happy
to do it. No buzzer. If he gives you the buzzer, forget about it.
Not that he hasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One buzzer, he's done.
It makes me jump like a seal.
So listen, the cutest thing you said about Lou though was his Luber.
Yeah,
he gave you a Luber ride.
That is the first.
That's
thing.
A cutest thing.
Yeah, I couldn't get a Uber, so I had to call a Luber, and that's how it started.
I love that joke. You know why? Maybe I like it so much is because my mom and dad, they've been married over 50 years.
Wow.
And they met as well at school, but my mom needed a ride home, and she never wanted to date my dad until one day my dad's. My grandfather told my mom, you need a ride home today because you have all this stuff to carry. Why don't you ask that guy that asks you every day? And my dad was in, and that was it.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So he got a Santos.
See, because
his name is Santo.
Never
so
give
maybe
up.
I got to come up with a funny ride for him.
That's Santo. His name is Santos?
Yeah, Santo.
Santo. What a cool name.
Yeah, so he's Italian.
I love it. Yeah. Of course he's
Italian.
That's
my middle name.
Delicious. I went
Brian
to Italy.
Brian Santo Spina.
Oh, I love it. I went to Italy, and the guidebooks say don't stare back at the Italian men or they'll consider it like a sign of encouragement.
Yeah.
So I was like, I did not shut my
eyes
for 2 weeks.
You were gawking at them all.
Hey, over here.
You know, I didn't over know here. That, honestly, because when I was 19, I spent a week in Venice myself. But the women wouldn't look at me. And I'm thinking, well, it's because I got dark hair and I look exactly like all the rest of the Italians.
They're trained not to.
Yeah.
You should have, Vicky Barbalak would have been, hey!
I was thinking, if I came here with blonde hair, they'd all be looking at me.
No.
But no.
It's that the guidebooks, they all know. And I mean, like, once I found that
now
out,
I feel better about myself.
Yeah.
You're good for my ego.
There you go.
Because I was, it's been a long time and I was
like
struggling about that.
Now you know.
Now I know.
Just head down.
That's all it was. It's a thing they do there. They just don't stare.
No, they pinch. Oh my God.
Yeah. Beautiful. On the cheeks? You like the pinch on the cheeks?
Of course.
Nah, it's too much.
On the butt cheek.
Oh, on the buttocks. Yeah.
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah.
I felt like I had a little happy target. It was beautiful.
It is nice. It
love
is nice.
Italy.
I'll go with a pinch on the butt over a pinch on the cheek.
Oh, nobody does that.
It's
no.
too much, right?
No, God, no.
Mm-mm. Might mess up my Botox, too.
Oh, yuck.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Botox goes squirting out
there
like
that. Yeah, terrible.
So is there any deals on plastic surgery while I'm here by any chance?
I have all the deals on that, yes.
Can you hook me up with something?
What are you interested in?
I need my lips done. Well,
I could do
I have my lips done, but you can't tell I'm wearing pants. But I would like to have my...
Yeah, well, we do vagina rejuvenation. Dr. Dalla does it.
Dr. Dalla.
Yeah, he's on
the
my podcast on Tuesdays. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'll do Botox and lips. You could do everything.
I would never waste money on my vagina.
Really?
If a man cannot enjoy himself down there, and I have to spend money on it, then I'm finding a different guy. There's too many men out there.
Yeah.
No.
And it's not
I'm
enough
vaginas.
I'm spending
money on this stuff that I care about.
That you want to see.
I want to see. I don't look down there. I can't even bend that far.
It takes a while to check it out, too. It's a hard,
would do
it's
that?
A hard angle.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
Don't. Although
there's not a good. There's probably not an Instagram. There's probably not an Instagram good angle on
no.
that.
No.
I mean, you
there's
talk
no,
about angles.
I'm infuriated by that.
Yeah.
Actually, ladies, stop doing that.
You don't want it?
No.
I thought like
ridiculous.
That's a thing.
It's not. It's a dumb thing for men. It's stupid. Who
it's just for
that?
The guys.
Just for them.
Yeah.
Enough. We give them. We cook and all that shit. You don't have to do that.
Oh my God, that's hysterical.
Ugh.
Well,
with like my lips blown out.
I know one question I wanted to ask you. I have all these questions and I've given you I haven't asked any of them.
Where did
you get
the
Trailer Nasty idea? Like, is that a whole thing you came up with before the show? Or was it, so it was a whole thing before the show.
Yeah, it just came to me when, you know, like things, jokes are like little little things yeah. just drop in your head. And it just dropped in my head one day, Trailer Nasty. I like the way it sounded.
It's nasty.
It's nasty.
People like it.
It's good.
Yeah, no one wants to be
trailer clean.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Yeah. So it's I think it's a good marketing campaign. It's worked out well, huh?
People have fun with it. Yep. And we actually copyrighted it. Yeah, so I'm grateful
so
to that.
So you need to have like a Trailer Nasty TV show.
That's it. That's what they're thinking about.
Is that what they're going to do?
Maybe, yeah. I like
Which
it.
Which would be good.
Oh my gosh.
This light's pink. Gosh. I think it's pink. Gosh. I'm going to go for it.
Oh my God.
You know why?
It's okay.
Because it was pink.
I can have a drink and relax.
It was right in the timing.
It was so legal.
One way or the other.
There's no way. I would just not even worry about that. I'm driving around with an open bottle of rum.
Right,
run a couple of lights. What the hell?
What's the rum got to do with it? A couple of lights aren't going to hurt anyone.
No. Yeah. Everything's good. Running with the captain in the morning.
Is
and there's
us,
a crocodile
is
right there. Holy shit.
We're like regular rum runners
feet
now.
Long.
We're like a rum runner.
We're rum runners.
Yeah.
That's what I count.
Yeah, we're bootlegging this.
I'm going to get
pirates. We're going to pillage and plunder.
I want to get in my bathing suit.
Need to go to the store, by the way, and go buy you some lingerie, you said.
And
right?
I forgot to bring is that a policeman?
That's a cop.
Holy shit.
Oh, right in
is
the middle.
Is he watching Facebook Live?
He probably is.
Shit.
We have a lot of fans.
Crap. I didn't even think about that. Somebody's probably calling the cops saying we're driving around drinking.
Oh,
I never really opened this bottle.
No,
Oscar.
We're not drinking. We smell it.
I
don't worry.
I can get out of it.
Yeah.
I'll trace my body for this cop. So
have
fast.
You, have you, used like some comedy to get out of tickets in the past?
Yeah.
What's your move?
I have this one line. I did this one time. I did trace my body one time, and that really happened too. So I traced my body with my girlfriend.
Wait, tell me about tracing your body.
Well,
trace your body is
if you want to get noticed. A friend of mine, Lisa, the geisha. I don't want to say she's my best friend, but she has this thing to get noticed. You go like this. Trace your body.
Trace
your body, right?
So
this cop pulled me over one night. I came right out of a club. He pulled me right over. He's like, I want you to walk the line. I said, okay, officer, but first I have to trace my body. And I got out of it, and then...
Did you tell him trace your body?
Yeah, I did it for him because he asked me to step out and walk the line. I go, just a minute. And he cracked up. And I had not been... I just literally came out of the club.
Yeah.
And then the other time was a speeding thing. And he goes, okay, you're a comedian. I go, I'm sorry, I'm tired. It was late at night. I was completely sober, and I was driving fast, and I was exhausted. And I shouldn't have been driving fast. But he pulled me over, and he goes, okay, well, tell me a joke if you're really a comedian. I told him this one classic joke, and he let me off.
And that was it.
Yeah.
That was a good move.
Yeah. Do you want to hear the joke?
Yeah,
Can
of course
it have
I do.
A nasty word in it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, here's the joke, I said. How do you get a nun pregnant?
How?
How do you get a nun pregnant?
I don't know.
You fuck her.
So, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he laughed and he let me off.
That's good. That's a good move.
You can have it.
I'll take
Everybody out there, too.
I'll take it. Everyone take that joke and retweet it. That's
you
a good it. Retweet.
There you go.
Well, thank you so much for spending time with me today.
This has been so
it wasn't
much fun,
like
Brian.
You had a choice.
I enjoyed it. I loved it.
We're in the car, so you can't really run away from me.
Hey, there's my first trailer park.
That's your people.
My cherry.
That
Popped
is,
my first trailer cherry here in Naples. Boom, boom.
There's a lot of them, actually. Look.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, those are more like,
Yeah. Are those good ones?
Those are star wagons. No, those are nice. I mean, I like the permanently affixed ones.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere once I find a pretty trailer.
Well, there's a lot of high-end trailer parks, though.
I'm going to spend the afternoon probably visiting them.
Yeah, there's some seriously high-end
ones. Where other people
ones.
Go to museums, that's what I do.
Yeah?
I drive around trailers.
There's a couple.
Security, though, can be tough.
There's some that actually have lots over $500,000 just for the lots.
I believe it.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't get in. I mean, the security won't let me in half the time.
Yeah, well, tell them who you are.
I've done it.
Tell them you put trailer parks on the map.
These security guards could care less if I'm on America's Got Talent. They're like, I'm sorry, ma'am, you're going to have to get a realtor to get in here. I'm like, what realtor would believe I can afford this place?
Oh, well, thank you so much
Thanks,
for being
Brian.
On the show. It's been great.
See you guys at the show.
Yeah, go to offthehookcomedy.com.
It's going to be nuts.
Thank